Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
Approaching 2 o'clock for the Chicago Wolves Update Studio.
You got to learn and, not to change anything and just kind of stick with that process of, what's been working. It's always rewarding when that happens.
The arrow appears to be pointing up for Kyle Schwarber. He went deep in the Cubs' win over Cincinnati last night. Game 2 tonight at Wrigley. Kyle Hendricks goes for the Cubs while Scott Feldman throws for the Reds. You'll recall Feldman was the man the Cubs traded to Baltimore in the Jake Arrieta deal. Arrieta joins the guys live in mere moments right here on The Score. White Sox wrap up their series in Anaheim against the Angels. Miguel Gonzalez and Matt Shoemaker, the starters. Sox have dropped the first two games of the series. Elsewhere, bottom 9, Houston 3, Miami nothing. Tampa Bay leads Cleveland 6-3. They're in the eighth inning. NBA playoffs, game 1, Eastern Conference Finals, Cleveland at Boston. In 5 career playoff series versus the Celtics, LeBron James averaging 29 points per game, 9 rebounds, and 6 assists per game against them. NHL playoffs, Pittsburgh at Ottawa for game 3 of the Eastern Conference Final. Series tied at a game apiece. Football, ex-Bears defensive lineman Will Sutton signs with Minnesota. This scoreboard update is brought to you by the Backyard Barbecue Store, your Big Green Egg Superstore in downtown Wilmette. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. You can post a job in minutes and manage your candidates from an easy-to-use dashboard. Post your next job on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tonight at 6:30 when the Cubs take on the Reds on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Lake Forest Graduate School. Visit lakeforestmba.edu for information on their upcoming open house.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Hogan?
Yeah. Chris Bryant's.
Heard you might be missing an autograph.
Yeah, yours.
You mind?
Hey, Jake. Hogan here is moving from pitcher to third base.
Bad idea unless you want to work every day.
Factory fire.
Hey, go Cubs!
Number 49, Jake Arrieta.
Jake Arrieta.
Ron, he's almost superhuman. Unbelievable.
Starting pitcher for your Chicago Cubs.
Jake Arrieta pitches a no-hitter here at the Great American Ballpark.
2015 NL Cy Young Award winner.
Jake Arrieta, a 20-game winner.
World Series champion.
The longest drought in the history of American sports is over.
Talking Cubs all season long.
I know you guys have to talk about it, but it's just not that important to us. Our job is to go out there and get people out, and it doesn't matter if it's with 80 or 96.
Jake Arrieta.
Maybe the universe is the limit for this guy.
Jake Arrieta with Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Wow, pitcher, actor, singer,
that was some pretty
dancer.
Sweet acting, yeah.
I mean,
I want to get him a shot on Grand Theft Auto 6 or something that.
Again, I didn't see it. I'm just hearing the audio, so I assume it was Jake Arrieta as Jake Arrieta. But
you think somebody put a stunt double in there?
You never know. Yeah. You never know. At this point in his career, Jake Arrieta is on Twitter at jarrieta34. He's with us on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. Think outside the oven. Try a Home Run In off the grill this summer. So, Jake, that must have been fun.
It was fun, and I think being in uniform, doing something on the field as a baseball player is kind of within my comfort zone. So I can handle that. But, I don't know. Outside of that, I might be slightly limited.
No, no kissing scenes. I mean, nothing where you got to jump off of a building. You don't want to be an action hero in the second act of your career, right?
Well, we'll see what happens. But I need a lot of work. I'm not gonna say I Yeah, I'm advanced in that department. The only other thing I've done, I was a part of an episode of Veep in 2011. A very similar similar setup. So it was, like I said, kind of within my comfort zone. So I feel like I did okay there.
Yeah, I'm looking at your IMDb page, and that's, I was going to bring that up, because it's a 2012 credit for Veep. And you also, I will say, in the State Farm radio commercial, you actually did some acting, more than I would assume, more than I've heard the average professional athlete want to do. I don't know how many takes it took, saying, no, not Jake from State Farm. Yeah, there was some emotion in there.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if I was good after a few takes, or if they just do... you know, like 40 or 50 takes just to kind of edit it and see which one they like at the end. So we didn't have to do too many. You know, it felt like a normal day. But, you know, I could have been bad. I could have been good. They don't really tell you that, I think, because they don't want to deflate your confidence too much.
All right, so this is what I did before the show today, and I stumbled upon it because YouTube is one of the greatest things of all time. So I put in Jake Arrieta delivery, and it took me back to a pre-bearded, you know, Baltimore Orioles youngster talking about his landing foot, talking about his stride, talking about his balance point, where his knee should be, and getting all the momentum. And we've talked a lot about mechanics with you over the last couple of visits here. And then Theo Epstein says that, you know, you're still trying to find your mechanics. The stuff that you the stuff that you had in your last start, you and Joe Maddon said it was good stuff. You just got hit a little bit. What happened, and is the mechanic issue a pitch-to-pitch situation? Is it a start-to-start situation? How much do you battle with it?
Well, right now I'm battling with it more so than I'd like, but, you know, it's just kind of something that I'm going through. I'm preparing for that right now and just getting loose. I got a side session today, and, you know, it really was a lot better. My arm action, you know, after I break my hands, was a lot closer to where it needs to be. Sometimes when I break my hands, I kind of go too far behind my body, and what that will do, wherever my right arm's going to go, my left arm's going to go. So, basically, I was going too far behind my body, which is turning my left shoulder and changing my line basically directly at a right-handed hitter. And then I was having to overcompensate, rotate laterally to try and get back online. And the, you know, the room for error there is so small. So, just trying to even out the shoulders, you know, and get back online. I wasn't too far off from where I would like to be last start, but, you know, it's just a continuous process. Trying to work through it, trying to find that comfort zone, and you know, and go from there. And that's kind of where I'm at. You know, I feel pretty good about where I'm at. And you know, another thing is just I feel like all the mistakes I'm making are getting hit. They're not going at somebody. They're either for a double or it's going over the wall. So you know, it's just it's kind of one of those time periods.
Ground ball fly ball ratio is out of whack too, and I don't know that any one reason can exist for that, or you can actually drill down and figure out why, because it would depend on situation and which pitch and what kind of hitter. But is that something you've thought about too? Because it really is uncharacteristic to see the number of fly balls as compared to the ground balls you usually get.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's probably a byproduct of just not being enough in the bottom part of the strike zone to, you know, to induce, contact on the ground. And really that's my goal pretty much every time I go out there is to execute pitches down in the strike zone, regardless of whether they're in or out. I feel like if I do that, chances are I'm going to get the results I'm looking for. So, you know, it's just a continued, effort, in mindset of forcing contact early in the count with quality pitches, whether it's the fastball, sinking fastball, or off-speed stuff, just middle of the zone down. And, you know, that's one of the things I think, you know, regardless of how it's gone for me recently, is that, you know, I'm still able to get deep into games. I'm just not able to – I haven't been able to minimize damage the way that I would like to. So I feel like if I cut some of that damage out, you know, I'll be able to pitch even deeper into the game because, you know, we all know if we're down – a couple of runs late in the game, I'm probably going to get pinch hit for just being in the National League. So, you know, I got to do a better job, you know, myself of not giving Joe the opportunity to take me out, you know. So if I, you know, cut some things down, execute slightly better, I'll be in the game longer.
We talked about the lower usage of your cutter slider, relying more on a true curveball and spotting the fastball. And you had said something like you just hadn't gotten the feel for it. What does that mean exactly? What does it mean to not have the right feel for a pitch that gives you confidence in using it?
Well, I really haven't been able to spin the ball and get to the release point that pitch requires on a consistent basis. You know, basically, like I told you, I was moving laterally, and I was hands are kind of on the side of the baseball rather than being on top and getting that extension down and out front of my delivery. So that's really where the lack of feel comes from. So just continuing to tighten up my delivery, you know, that feel will kind of just naturally come back once I'm able to get back into my delivery on a consistent basis.
Made the joke earlier this week that you are the CEO of Arrieta Enterprises, and I don't mean to make you sound like a superhero or something like that, but you are. You're in charge of your own brand, and you're going to get paid by somebody, whether it be the Cubs or someone else, after this season. I heard MLB Network breaking down your starts this year, and Mark DeRosa, after they came back from the highlight, was saying, you know, and he's a guy who's, you know, getting ready to get paid here. And the host asked him, do you think about that as a player? And he said, no. Nah. And then he joked, he said, oh, every single pitch. It'd be unrealistic for anybody in any business not to think about what's on the horizon. I know you can't think about it during the game, but how often do you think about what this offseason will or will not bring?
Well, I think the main reason that I think about it, along with, you know, my wife and my family, is just the unknown of where we're going to be, really. I mean, I've been a Chicago Cub since, what was it, July of 2013, and, you know, going on my fourth full season here. So it's going to be a completely different dynamic if I happen to not stay in Chicago. But outside of that, I mean, there's really nothing that, nothing else that enters the equation. You know, financially, if that's what you guys are referring to, whether it's this number or that number, again, to me, it doesn't necessarily matter, because it's going to be good either way. So, and if I go out there worrying about that in the game or in between starts or before games, that's really not doing anything to help me on the field. So you guys are correct that it's something that you do think about. But if you're thinking about it and it's affecting you in a negative way, then, you know, you probably should try and alleviate and eliminate some of that thinking if you can.
How is Wilson Contreras maturing as a pitch caller and as a receiver of pitches?
Well, I mean, it's night and day from where he was last year and even a month ago. He sits down with Mike Borzello. We go over the scouting reports collectively. They do it on their own. I mean, it's a consistent and a constant, you know, rapport between Wilson and the starting pitchers, the relief pitchers, and Bosio and Mike Borzello. So, and he retains a ton of information. You know, we'll have a meeting on a team that we played, you know, say 3 weeks ago, and then they come in town, and he's already locked into the scouting report for that team we played 3 weeks ago without even having to go over it. So, you know, being able to retain that sort of information, you know, so quickly is very impressive. And obviously, he's going to continue to make strides at the plate. But really, for me, I think it stands out what he's been able to do behind the plate for us.
I asked Chris Bryant about what's going on in that clubhouse after the start that you guys have had, that a lot of people had higher expectations. And of course, nobody's going to have higher expectations than the athletes that are out there competing. And as their profession. But when you look around and you go, okay, we're 500 now, you know, of course you expect it to be better, but how does that manifest itself in terms of what you guys talk about or how you guys interact with each other? I'm not saying that you guys are tight walking around there, but how do you go about your daily business knowing that, you know, you guys had higher expectations than what you've achieved so far?
Yeah, I mean, you're right about that. Obviously, we would like to be a little bit different in the standings as far as wins, losses are concerned, but I think what stands out for me is just, you know, the guy's ability to come in here and be the same guy every day, regardless of the struggle or the success, go about the routine, prepare as if, you know, we're 10 games over 500. And I think sometimes when you press or you start to worry about the numbers or the wins and losses, you know, that can kind of detract from your ability to go out there and just relax and perform. So I mean the mood around the clubhouse has always been good, and I think it's somewhat rewarding because in my opinion I think we've played our worst baseball this year already, and you know I think we'd rather it have not been that way, but I think it's a good sign for us moving forward to kind of get this portion of the season behind us.
I've been trying to examine over time here the psychology of what it really meant to win the World Series. It actually happened. You won the World Series. And for fans, I know it's different than for you, for anybody, you know, taking the ball. This is your job. And, you know, you remember what hat you're wearing and what city you're living in, and you go out and try to do what you do. But has there been any tangible psychological change, anything noticeable that is just different because of the fact that you won the World Series?
I mean, that's a good question. I mean, other than all of the, you know, the memorabilia and the stuff on the walls, the huge sticker that we have in one of our hallways of us at the parade with the trophy, all together as a team, just kind of as a constant reminder of, you know, hey, we won this thing last year. And I think it still is kind of hard to believe in certain ways, especially for guys who have never been a part of something like that. So, I mean, it does change things. But as far as, you know, our ability to come here and prepare and try and be, you know, present-minded and put that behind us and move forward on to this season, I think we're all doing a pretty good job of that. You know, and in that regard, I think pretty much everybody's handling it the right way. I mean, appreciating what we're able to accomplish, but at the same time, trying to turn the page the best we can and move forward.
Yeah, it fascinates me. That particular aspect of it fascinates me, particularly in a sport where players have so much, you've spent so much time in your own head, sometimes whether you want to or not. And the guys some guys want to be very self-aware about it, and others don't. Others just are trying to not think about certain things with all the downtime that you have. It would be inescapable to not realize. Like you say, you get reminders of it all the time. I mean, you can't go to the park. You can't go anywhere without something in your face reminding you. I bet you walk down the street and every third backpack and coffee mug and jacket and hat that somebody's got on is reminding you of what you did and what you went through.
You know, it does. You're right about that. And I think that, I mean, I'm very appreciative of that. You know, seeing people, like you said, with all their swag on, the hats. You know, we're at lunch earlier today, and I could have counted, you know, probably between 5 and 10 World Series hats. And I think, you know, in some regard, it kind of keeps you, it keeps you humble. It also keeps you, you know, hungry to want to try and do that again, you know, to give that experience not only to yourself and your teammates and the organization, but the fans, the city, and the fans that we have all across the country. So, you know, I think it can go both ways. But for me personally and, you know, collectively as a team, you know, I think it just keeps us hungry.
All right, so when I talked to you after you won the Cy Young, we had you on the Spiegelman Golf Show the next day, you know, I asked you about cheat days and about, you know, we talked, and that was the famous, you know, you can test me whenever you want. What is it, my PEDs or plants or something like that you gave us the soundbite. And then you mentioned your cheat day, and I was amazed by it. For those who didn't hear it, I don't know if it's changed since we talked a couple of years ago, but has the cheat day changed in terms of what you put down on a day where you are just an absolute pig, or are you scaling back a little bit?
Every once in a while, I'll still do it. You know, I think it's necessary, or else you're going to drive yourself crazy trying to stay so locked into a consistent diet. And I think that if you're able to eat clean for, you know, I called it on your show too, like an 80-20 diet. You know, 80% of the time, I'm very aware and conscious of what I'm eating and trying to eat the right thing to help me, as far as energy, nutrition content.
And 20% of the time, you're a high school freshman.
20% of the time, I'm, you know, I got a pint of Ben and Jerry's. You know, I'll eat.
Now, give us the cheat day, though. Give us, like, when you sit down throughout the day.
Breakfast, I'd probably, let's go through a day. So batter and berries, I'd get, we start with a flight of French toast, which is, you know, like blueberry, strawberry, pecan, all these, like a cookie French toast. And then I'm going with a chicken and waffles. Mm-hmm. Probably two, two pancakes, three eggs, and a side of bacon. That's breakfast.
Same meal.
Good Lord.
That's just breakfast right there. I'm carb loading. I'm getting a ton of sugar, high fat. You know, and then I'll probably, you know, end up at the park with the kids for an hour as long as I can stay awake. I'll have to hit a nap. I'll have to hit a nap then, and I kind of plan out my food accordingly if I know I'm just gonna really get after it. And then usually around lunch, you know, before dinner, I'll probably eat a pint of ice cream. Just as a snack. Just as a nice little snack, and then. And then we'll go to dinner. We'll go to DMK. We'll go there. I'll get two double doubles, probably an order of fries, maybe two, and then a shake. At least one shake after dinner. So I mean, I'm probably throwing down close to 10,000 calories. Easy.
That's spectacular. I mean, that's really.
And then I won't eat for 3 or 4 days.
Wow, that's getting it done. And I remembered some of this stuff in talking about nutrition and everything, that how you take care of yourself. You did mention still that you will still use smokeless tobacco. And I'm wondering, has there been any enforcement? And for the first time that it was all being reported about, oh, that there's a city rule they're cracking down, has anybody gotten so much as a ticket in the dugout or clubhouse or on the field?
You know, I can't speak for the rest of the league. We have not, as a team. I do not believe we have. I know that they're trying to, you know, cut down on the usage, and I don't blame them, especially when, you know, you don't want to see a guy throw one in on camera. You don't want kids to see that. And it's something that I do that I'm not necessarily proud of, something that I've, you know, tried to deal with over the past couple of years. And, you know, I plan to kick the habit at some time in the near future. And anybody that does it or smokes cigarettes or something like that knows exactly how difficult it is to quit. But, you know, I'm doing my best trying to make the effort.
Well, it's an insidious thing. I mean, it's an honorable effort to make, and I know baseball is certainly doing its part there. I had this image of some, like, little tobacco policeman running around with a flashing red light on his head and handing out $50 tickets to guys, but it sounds like it was pretty much a toothless policy just for show anyway.
I guess so. And I do know in the minor leagues, they would have a guy come around and pretty much walk through the clubhouse while guys are out on the field and in the dugout to see if guys had cans in their dugout or whatnot. And you would get a fine then.
Hmm. Well, they don't have a players union. That's the difference there.
That's right. That's right.
All right. Before we let you go, we were actually talking about LeVar Ball before you jumped on with us. Have you ever been around a helicopter dad in baseball or seen a kid who was like, man, my dad is just all over the place all the time?
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody has at some point in their life, whether it was Little League, high school, college, the minor leagues, or in the big leagues. I mean, and, you know, I don't think that, you know, I think, you know, he's doing, he loves his kids. I think everybody can see that. You know, and some people just are curious as if it's going to actually affect, you know, his career in the NBA or his younger brother's careers as they come up through the ranks. And, you know, and whether it is or not, I couldn't tell you. I really don't know. If they're able to handle it as a family and it's not affecting the kids, you know, and as I've heard him say, he doesn't care about what people are saying externally about him or his kids, and that they're a strong unit and they're going to, you know, do their thing and do it to the best of their ability. And, you know, you kind of have to commend him for that and for not being, you know, scared away or shy away because of what people are saying about him and his family.
How much do you get a chance to watch other sports or stay in the know about other sports? Because we asked Joe Madden that, and he's always like, I'm only focused on the game that I'm in right now.
You know, I don't follow a ton. You know, if it's on, we'll watch, you know, as a group. If, you know, we're out as a group of guys or over at somebody's house, we might watch one of the playoff basketball games. But we really don't have a ton of time. You know, my downtime usually is at home with the kids, or if I'm on the road, you know, we're at a team dinner, or we're hanging out in the hotel, just kind of low-key. So I haven't followed a ton, but I kind of have a good idea what's going on.
And when we're talking about sports dads, I think the guy we need to talk to is probably Chris Bryant when he's on next week, because I think that's a really positive example of a guy who's sort of helped a father who was a hitting coach that helped make this sports superstar, and everything's positive. I mean, there's a way to do it.
You're right. You're right about that. You know, I think at the end of the day, as long as it's not affecting – the player or the family. You know, the people are going to say a lot of crazy things about you and your family, especially if it's broadcast on a national stage and people know about it. But you know, it's just something that kind of comes with the territory. But again, if it's not, you know, affecting them in a negative way, then I think it's okay.
Do your kids talk about playing ball?
Oh yeah, my 5-year-old Cooper, he's asking to get in the Little League every day. I mean, I have him up at the field a lot, so we, you know, we're constantly doing things. But when we're at the house, he's got his glove and his ball in his hand. He's tossing it up, making diving plays in the kitchen and the living room. He's already torn up 4 or 5 pairs of his pants. His mom's pretty pissed off at him about that, but you know, he loves the game, and it really is self-interest. I love bringing him in the clubhouse and just seeing him slap hands with all the guys, you know, first and last name, shaking hands. And he imitates everybody's stance.
Oh,
his favorite stance is Chris Bryant. And then, you know, I'll be throwing to him, and he'll go Chris Bryant. He'll do Javi. He'll do Schwarber. He'll do Rizzo. And I'm like, hey, at some point, you have to learn how to do your swing. You know, I can't have you in a game with 7 swings in the same at bat.
Well, some major league swings have ruined some perfectly good little leaguers trying to do stuff they shouldn't be doing. Man, when Kevin Youkilis was here, good Lord, that was bad. Jake, we really appreciate it, and look forward to talking with you in a couple weeks.
All right, guys, enjoy it. Thanks.
That is Jake Arrieta, and he was brought to you by UPSJobs.com. UPS is seeking part-time package handlers in Addison. Great pay, plus graduate debt-free with up to $25,000 towards tuition. Apply now at UPSJobs.com.
This is the Bernstein and Golf Show, and you are checking us out live on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and also the live video stream at watch670thescore.com, brought to you by American Needle. Follow them on Instagram at American Needle.
Jason's guy is coming up.
You kind of my guy. He's going to come on here and start talking crazy, too.
Kenny Smith is going to talk NBA playoffs with us on The Score.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
Thursday, we're doing the show from Wrigley Field. You need a ticket to come to the game when we're broadcasting in the bleachers.
What if I just hang around outside and go, woo, Cubs, woo, and say that I want to get in?
I don't think they'd let you in.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score at 670thescore.com. Chicago's Sports Station.
Seems like every 6 months there's some new technological advance in dating. Once upon a time it was chat rooms, then it was dating websites, and then hookup apps, and next, well, who knows? Every time something new comes along, it starts out with a bang, but pretty soon everyone moves on to the next big thing. The fact is, dating technology is never going to replace real human interaction, and the newest app just can't compete with the oldest way of getting to know someone. Face-to-face. Face-to-face is what It's Just Lunch does best. Our matchmakers take the time to get to know you and then personally hand-select your matches. And we're really good at it. Better than some random collection of online profile pics could ever be. At It's Just Lunch, we know the best place to find the spark of attraction is in the eyes of someone sitting across from you, not some device. So stop clicking around and start actually clicking with other people. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date. Call 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com.
Hi, this is Chicago baseball world champ Wilson Contreras, and I love driving in runs almost as much as I love driving my new Ford from Westfield Ford in Countryside. As a catcher, I know a great pitch when I see one. So when my friends at Westfield Ford showed me how much I could save on a new Ford, I was all in.
Westfield Ford in Countryside always has a great selection of brand new Ford vehicles in stock. And right now at Westfield Ford, get 0% APR financing for 72 months and a brand new 2017 Escape, or save $5,062 off MSRP.
I played in the Ford Classic last year, so I can handle the pressure. But you'll never feel any pressure at Westfield Ford, where you always find straightforward people and straightforward pricing with no hassles. So join me, Wilson Contreras, on my other championship team, Westfield Ford, on the corner of Joliet and LaGrange Road in Countryside.
All four rebates incentives apply. Must qualify. Taxes and fees extra. Savings from MSRP. Example MSRP, $30,925. Based on $13.88 per thousand finance. See dealer for details. Offers expire 5/31/17.
Spring is finally here, which means the days are getting longer and the nights are getting shorter. But if you have sleep apnea or share a bed with someone who does, you know that some nights can seem endless. If you have sleep apnea and you can't get relief from your CPAP machine, there is another option, and it doesn't require a mask or hose. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a revolutionary FDA-approved implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the quiet, restful sleep you need. Inspire is FDA approved and is currently offered at more than 100 leading medical centers across the country. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can help determine if Inspire is right for you. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away at inspiresleep.com. That's inspiresleep.com.
Join Sycamore Speedway this Friday night for the season opener, Spectator, Powder Puff, Soccer Stalker, and one-on-one drags. Saturday, it's the Badger Midget Series plus Power Wheel Demo for the kids. Gates open at 6. Visit sycamorespeedway.com.
Real-Time Sports in Elk Grove Village is your world champion baseball headquarters. Watch the champs from their patio or one of their 50 high-def TVs in Jumbotron, featuring daily food and drink specials. For more info, visit realtimesportsbar.com.
As your State Farm agent, I'm going to do something I've never done on radio before.
What's that?
I'm going to help you with a car loan.
State Farm can do that? Well, that means I can do anything on the radio.
Like take on a zombie apocalypse with a steamroller.
Oh, no.
Coming through.
Look, I'm not just saying State Farm helps your life go right with car loans because I can say anything on the radio.
Pardon me.
I'm saying we have car loans because State Farm Bank does indeed offer car loans.
Backing up, sir, zombie, if you don't mind.
State Farm, here to help life go right. Call an agent today.
Get to JCPenney and celebrate savings at our Memorial Day sale. Save up to 35% with major appliance hot deals on your favorite brands like GE, Samsung, and LG. Plus, 30-month special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, free delivery and basic installation on all appliance purchases over $2.99. Save on major appliances now at JCPenney. That's getting your pennies worth. GE, GE, Profile, GE, Cafe, and Hire, limited to 10% off savings. Available in select stores. Some exclusions apply. Financing terms valid 5/17 to 6/7. Subject to credit approval. Must request a time of purchase. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or jcp.com/appliances for details.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
2:30 for the Chicago Wolves update studio.
I feel pretty good about where I'm at. And you know, another thing is just I feel like all the mistakes I'm making are getting hit. They're not going at somebody. They're either for a double or it's going over the wall. So, you know, it's just it's kind of one of those time periods.
Jack Arrieta on what he's been dealing with over his first 8 starts, which explains why he's got a 5-plus ERA so far this season. Arrieta visiting moments ago with Bernstein and Goff right here on The Score. The Cubs play Game 2 against Cincinnati tonight at Wrigley. Yesterday's win over the Reds moved the Cubs 2.5 games behind first place St. Louis. Kyle Hendricks and ex-Cubs Scott Feldman, the starters. Feldman was traded to Baltimore in the deal that brought Arrieta to the Cubs. White Sox have lost 8 of their last 10, including the first 2 games in Anaheim against the Angels. They close out the series tonight. Miguel Gonzalez and Matt Shoemaker, the pitchers. Elsewhere, Houston beats Miami 3-0. Bottom 9, it's Tampa Bay 7, Cleveland 4. NBA playoffs game 1, Eastern Conference Finals tonight. Cleveland at Boston. LeBron James trying to become the first player since Bill Russell to advance to a 7th straight NBA Finals. NHL playoffs game 3, the Eastern Conference Finals. Pittsburgh at Ottawa, series tied at 1-1. Football, the Vikings signed former Bears defensive lineman Will Sutton. This scoreboard update was brought to you by Elmhurst BMW. Right now at Elmhurst BMW, lease the new 2017 BMW X3 xDrive 28i for only $419 per month for 36 months with no security deposit. 4344 due at signing. Visit the luxury leader at elmhurstbmw.com. Only at CeCe's enjoy the $5 and change unlimited buffet. All your favorite pizzas like Meat Eater, stuffed crust, and flatbread, plus unlimited pasta, salad, and dessert. Only at CeCe's for just $5 and change. Prices may vary. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tonight at 6:30 when the Cubs take on the Reds on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
But if you're going to get beat, get pounded like this. Get all the ammunition in your tank if you're Greg Popovich to come with and be able to get after your guys who have great individual and team pride to come back with a fury and at least give yourself a chance.
And now San Antonio will dribble it out as Golden State obliterates San Antonio here in Game 2. Spurs without Kawhi Leonard didn't stand a chance tonight, and they're still undefeated. 10-0 in the postseason. Going back to the regular season, they're 25-1 in their last 26 games.
Wow. That's a hell of a stat there.
Juggernaut.
That was from ESPN last night. And a little bit of a disappointing start for the overmatched and outmanned San Antonio Spurs. Here to talk about that and more regarding the NBA is Kenny Smith. He is on Twitter at TheJet on TNT. He's on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. Think outside the oven, try a Home Run In off the grill this summer. What's up, Kenny?
Hey, what's going on? That's a lot of intro.
Yeah, it is. Hey, it's all inventory, man.
Yeah, got to move product. What's up, Kenny? How you doing, man?
I see. In my Twitter, my Instagram. Y'all want to get my Facebook? And
hey, you know, we can promote Gwen. We can promote the baby. I mean, everything is good out here. Man. Hey, so I got to ask you. Because you got into it with Shaq and Charles a little bit about whether the Zaza Pachulia play was dirty or not. And you stated as a true jump shooter on the panel that you've seen guys do that and not mean it before, and especially when bigs are closing out, you know, they're not used to that. Do you think that Zaza Pachulia's reputation preceded what the actual play was, or how do you think that actually went down? And do you think LaMarcus Aldridge tried to get some get back last night by doing the same thing to Kevin Durant?
Honestly, the only reputation I knew Zaza had before this was that he was getting votes for the All-Star game that he shouldn't be getting. I didn't even know he had a reputation to be dirty or physical or anything of that nature. Like, I've never heard guys in the league say, well, there's guys you got to watch out for, like Zaza Pachulia. Like, I've never heard that. First of all, a guy named Zaza is not tough. He's going to be that tough anyway. So I don't know where this came from that he has a reputation. I know Pop is upset, and rightfully so, that his guy is hurt. I get it. But to say that you're up 23 and Zaza had the mental fortitude to go, oh, they're up 23, let me try to hurt Kawhi Leonard today, right now, in this part of the game, where I didn't try to do it in the first two and a half quarters, I'm going to do it right now, and that's going to help us come back. Zaza's not that good to think like that. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I always get suckered in when it comes to Greg Popovich and the Spurs, where no matter how many guys they lose, Tony Parker, Kawhi Leonard out, and once the game starts, I still see those uniforms, and I still see Greg Popovich. I'm like, okay, they're fine. They'll be all right, but you know what? At some point against a team like that, I guess what we learned was at some point you're just not fine anymore.
Well, at some point you're not. And I think we're given two things. I think we're giving the fact that they can't play without Kawhi a little bit too much emphasis, the same way we gave it that when they played without him and beat the Rockets, that they were really still good without him. I think at times, because of Pop and the championships and the pedigree, we kind of give both. You know what I mean? We give a little bit of both. And when the actuality is that, you know, they're a great team, great franchise, great organization, but they have holes just like everyone else. But again, going back to the whole Zaza, there's no way that guy thought of that in that moment. I just can't see it. He had so many other opportunities to do that if he wanted to do it. Why would he wait until the third when you're down 23 thinking that, oh, that's going to help us come back?
Oh, so how does a dirty player get down? And maybe the dirty players that you played against in your career or the guys that had reputations, how do they actually execute that kind of plan then?
Oh, that's from door. As soon as the game's starting, it's popping off. It's not three quarters in, we're down 23.
Have you experienced
it's
that?
It's popping off from door without question. Like, that's when when it's real or not, to me, is from door, open and jump, it's popping off. Like, if you got your shoulders hurt, your first thing is you're going to get a back screen. First play, you're going to get a back screen. We're not waiting until we're down 23 to start doing that. Like, we're not taking that chance. We're like, no, we're going to get him out of there if that's the play. We're going to get him out of there and get him out of there early.
Who's the guy that played on the line, played on the edge? I'm not going to have you call anybody dirty because
no,
I know.
Man, these guys, they love the fact that they played on the edge. Charles Oakley, Rick Mahorn, Charles Barkley, Ken the Animal Bannister.
Ken the Animal Bannister, my guy. Yes, that you made my day.
No question. Those guys, they play on a lot because some of those guys, other than maybe Charles that I mentioned,
weren't talented enough.
Reason it, the reason they're in the league is because of their physicality, and that they, I call it the European effect. Hey, Jay,
careful.
You ever go to Europe?
No.
No, seriously, you ever go to Europe?
I don't have Kenny Smith money, so I have not been yet.
You've been to Europe before. Come on.
I have not.
Right. Or you have friends from Europe.
Yes,
right? I've been there several. I've been several times.
Kenny, in this business, I have many European friends.
There it is. But don't they talk to you a little bit closer than other people do?
Oh yeah, like, there's been studies on that, Kenny. There's a great study where they have people. They have Americans and Dutchmen in a room, and it's like it's like they're dancing, and the Americans are backing up all over because the Dutchmen keep trying to close the gap and talk nose to nose.
My point exactly. And the defense that those guys play, I call it, we always think of European defense as soft, but they play European defense. They make sure that they are in your face and that they're invading your personal space more than most guys would. And that's what they do, and they make a living at it, and they're not going to stop making their living at it. You just have to know that. And as a jump shooter, sometimes you see guys spread their legs because the guy's a little bit too under him. That happens all the time, but it just happened to the best player in the Western Conference on the best team, second best team. So to me, that was the irony of it. I don't think that Zaza. I think he's clumsy. I think he's physical. I think he didn't know how to close out, and I don't think he did that and thought about that on purpose. It wouldn't have happened then. It would have happened so much earlier, right away.
And then on the next post game, I had a couple of beers in me, so forgive me if I misheard you. But did I hear you say that the Celtics and the Cavs is going to be a better series than people think?
You heard that right, man.
What does that mean? Because that's not saying that the Cavs are going to lose.
Yeah, who thinks what?
Yeah, like what does that mean?
That means that the Cleveland Cavaliers only won 51 regular season games. They've skated through the playoffs. Correctly. No disagreement about that. But the Boston Celtics skated through the regular season. And that team is a good basketball team that will give them problems because I think they are built better than all the other teams. And my whole thing is just defensively. You look at four or five of their guys. You go from Bradley to Horford to Crowder to Smart. To Rozier coming off the bench, all of those guys, their best attribute is that they play defense.
I'm not going to war with that front court, though, Kenny. That front court, you can't tell me that Amir Johnson and Al Horford are going to be able to keep Tristan Thompson off the board or keep LeBron James out of the paint or foul hard. I can't rely on those dudes to beat a Cleveland Cavaliers team four times.
Okay, I'm not gonna say you're right, wrong, or indifferent, but I'll ask y'all both this question.
Mm-hmm.
You're a general manager, right? You're building your team. Tristan Thompson's available and Al Horford's available. Who are you taking?
Well, of course, well, that's Al Horford's a more talented player.
Right, he's better.
But if I need, that's but point, if though, but if but
player is going to figure out how to be better.
But sometimes he doesn't though, because when you watch it, there's some games where Al Horford is just not interested in putting his body in places where other guys are willing to.
Kenny, you know.
Have to do is box him out.
But everybody, that's everybody's job against Tristan Thompson, and he always gets the offensive rebound. There's too many people that have fallen in love with Al Horford being a center, and he's not. And then you don't put a real power forward next to him.
31 times in a regular season, people figured it out.
I got you.
That's
but you know the playoffs are different, though, Kenny.
But that's my point. My point. It's not like he's going to be doing it against inferior guys. He's not playing the Clippers he's not playing the Philadelphia 76ers and then he's going to playing the Minnesota Timberwolves. He's playing the best team in the Eastern Conference. They are the best team in the Eastern Conference for a reason. And I just think defensively they have guys who can stop people. Let me say that. Let me take that prerequisite.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't need as much help. Bradley does not need as much help on Kyrie Irving and everyone else.
He can make it difficult, but he ain't going to stop him.
He doesn't need as much help. And you know who else doesn't need as much help? I don't think Horford needs as much help. I don't think Smart needs as much help. I don't think Crowder needs as much help. All of these guys, yes, do they need help in certain sets? But the teams that the Cleveland Cavaliers were playing in the first round, they needed help every play. There was not a play that they could not say they didn't need help. And I don't see that. And that, to me, gets you two wins against Cleveland because I'm going to say this again. I'll say this here on your show. They are front runners, too.
When winning,
oh, man, they high-five and they drinking beer on the side. But when they're losing, they're not the same. That you don't see those same antics. So I don't believe in them like that. You know, I don't believe in them like that, where they're going to sweep the Boston Celtics. I really think that Boston is going to be tough and has a chance to win the series.
Now, we're talking with Kenny Smith on the Bernstein and Goff show, and I'm looking. You made me do this, Kenny. You made me look at pictures of Ken the Animal Bannister. And
My dude.
Yeah, I know, but like he's got these keloids all over his face. Like, I mean, he was just a beast. No, it's like you saw me. He looked scary, and he played in a way that backed up the way he looked.
He had the most unfortunate keloid situation because he wasn't a bad looking guy with the keloid because he just couldn't when he used to get the surgery to cut it off. He used to come back because he used to get worse.
Oh, right.
Wow. And keloids more.
Scar tissue.
You know, he just was one of those guys.
All right, so it sounds like you just walked into the barbershop, so I'm going to let you go about your business. But before we do that, LeVar Ball, the man has been in the news a lot. His son is going to be the second, maybe first overall pick in the draft. I'm not into this. It's hurting his son's stock thing because his son's going to be picked at the top of the draft. But what do you think about LeVar Ball's antics, and how would you interact or react to him being the father of somebody that's on your team and having to be around him?
Well, I mean, I never was around anyone's father, honestly. So, like, that would be new that a guy's father would – he's not coming to practice. He's not coming on the road every game. He's in the stands. But, you know, we got loudmouth parents in the stands all the time, from high school all the way to college basketball to NBA basketball. So I don't think that's unusual. I think that the fact that, he's a walking reality show. He's enjoying the moment. But at the end of the day, his son has to produce. If he produced at the level he did in college, it's not going to be adequate enough to warrant the things that he thinks his son's going to do. He has to be better than he was in college. That's it. You know, everything's going to be dictated on how well Alonzo plays. You know, if Alonzo plays well, he's going to get the adulation. He's going to get the endorsement. But if he plays 15-point scorer, 14-point scorer, 6-point, 6 assists, there's a million guys who do that and have done that over their career.
Mm-hmm.
So that it's all up to him. If he busts out with 25 and 10, his dad is going to be known all over the world. Is that going to be known, not just in this little circle of these 3 months? He's going to be known all over the world because he will have something to talk about, and he's the platform. He's the microphone. And I support what they're doing in certain senses. The only part I don't ever support is when we're helping build him up and we're supporting him, and I support his son, I support his shoes, everything else. But then you won't support or you will badmouth other people that are in your position or close to your position. That doesn't make sense. You don't have to talk about anyone else's sons, their shoes or whatever. You talk about what yours is. And that's it. And I'm cool with that. And I like the non-triangular way that he's trying to build their brand with his son. I applaud the fact that it could happen and it might happen great, but you don't have to talk about Kobe shoes or Michael shoes to do that. Do it yourself.
All right, Kenny, appreciate the time, man. Always good to talk to you. Nicole says hello. We will do this again soon, brother.
Oh, we didn't talk about Nicole.
Yeah, we're out of time. We're out of time.
Engagement and history of engagement.
We are out of time. Thank you, Kenny Smith. We appreciate you.
Call me. I got some people that holler at you.
Oh, that's enough. Oh, that's enough. Goodbye, Kenny.
There he goes.
Thank you so much.
Kenny Smith.
That's enough.
Brought to you by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved. And with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now, 800-430-4149. That's crossing
that's
the
it.
Line there.
Yeah,
come on
that's
now.
It. That's it.
Come on now.
Zach Moser will join us here at the top of the hour. Cubs writer at Baseball Prospectus in BP Wrigleyville. We'll get into some Cubs stuff with him. Your phone calls 312-644-6767 is the phone number. The Bernstein and Golf Show on 670 The Score.
Harry Carey back at Wrigley Field. We're out in the bleachers.
Tomorrow, in the spirit of Harry Carey, The Score's Spiegel and Parkin Show will broadcast live from the left field bleachers at Wrigley from 9 a.m. to 12:45, leading up to the pregame of Cubs-Reds.
Danny, I can't believe we get to join the short list of people who've had the chance to broadcast from the bleachers.
And I promise to be sober until after the show.
Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com.
Save 25%.
Patients coping with end-stage illness can't wait. Neither should you. Get the guidelines to hospice eligibility today. Go to VITAS.com/eligibility. That's VITAS.com. Or call 888-VITAS-80.
I'm here with Max Reed, business leader faculty member at Lake Forest Graduate School of Management. Lake Forest builds great leaders who change lives and propel businesses forward. So Max, building success can take a long time. How do you stay motivated and avoid celebrating too early?
A big danger in sports and in business is celebrating before the game is over. Winning the first half does not mean winning the game. Making your first quarter revenue goals does not mean you'll end the year in the black. Being ahead can give you momentum to build on, but if a leader does not harness that effectively, there's still time for things to fall apart, and often they do. Letting your team rest before the final whistle is blown, and your hard work can come undone. Winning organizations succeed because they've defined their game plan, they're constantly measuring their success, and they adjust and tweak when necessary, but they never lose sight of the ultimate goal, and they play until the whistle is blown.
Through the MBA and corporate learning solutions, Lake Forest cultivates working professionals into broad thinkers and strong leaders with the tools to make a difference in their organizations and communities. Learn more at lakeforestmba.edu.
Your idea of adventure, whether you enjoy running around the block or hiking in the Rockies, there is a new store for you. It's Sierra Trading Post. It's part of the TJ Maxx family. They've opened two new stores just outside of Chicago in both Killdeer and Wheaton. So you should come in and explore the new Sierra Trading Post stores right now through May 21st. And you can enter in store for a chance to win a $1,000 gift card at the new Sierra Trading Post stores in Wheaton and Killdeer. You'll find a great selection of the best brands in running, camping, yoga, hiking, and more, and all at incredible savings.
Welcome to Knaus Land Rover Lake Bluff. Right now, we're featuring two exceptional vehicles, the new Land Rover Discovery Sport and the new Range Rover Evoque. Both remarkable vehicles, now even more attractive, with special offers during our spectacular May sales event. Maybe you'll pick the Discovery Sport. Great choice. You'll love its effortless performance, versatility, and its aerodynamic British design. And it's available in 5+2 seating. Or choose the new stunning Range Rover Evoque. This baby is a real head-turner, loaded with innovations and Range Rover DNA. Built to go anywhere life takes you. Available in coupe, five-door, and are you ready? A convertible. The Land Rover Discovery Sport and the Range Rover Evoque. Pick your favorite during our spectacular May sales event at Knaus Land Rover Lake Bluff. LandRoverLakeBluff.com.
As your State Farm agent, I'm going to do something I've never done on radio before.
What's that?
I'm going to help you with a car loan.
State Farm can do that? Well, that means I can do anything on the radio. Like take on a zombie apocalypse with a steamroller.
Oh, no.
Coming through.
Look, I'm not just saying State Farm helps your life go right with car loans because I can say anything on the radio.
Pardon me.
I'm saying we have car loans because State Farm Bank does indeed offer car loans.
Backing up, sir, zombie, if you don't mind.
State Farm, here to help life go right. Call an agent today.
Get to JCPenney and celebrate savings at our Memorial Day sale. Save up to 35% with major appliance hot deals on your favorite brands like GE, Samsung, and LG. Plus, 30-month special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, free delivery and basic installation on all appliance purchases over $2.99. Save on major appliances now at JCPenney. That's getting your pennies worth. GE, G, Profile, GE, Cafe, and higher limited to 10% off savings. Available in select stores. Some exclusions apply. Financing terms valid 5/17-67. Subject to credit approval. Must request a time of purchase. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or jcp.com/appliances for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
John Pax, it's time for you to once again kind of be the face of the organization.
No, not at all. In fact, nothing in our structure changes. I have to do things this offseason culturally within our building that I think are necessary and are going to change a little bit.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Ryan Pace.
Are you going to make yourself more available this season?
Kind of nice to have one voice, and that's your head coach.
He doesn't say anything. All he does is grumble.
You guys do seem pretty cool, so maybe I should be on more accessible for you two. Yeah.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Joe Madden.
By the way, great job the other night, Boston. You guys are fantastic.
Oh, that's good. I didn't see you there. You were there on Saturday night? That's cool.
Matt Spiegel was doing a great job as the vocalist and all that. Give me a scouting report.
Really get into the song. Voices are solid, on point.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score at 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score's Danny Parkins on the Cubs.
I'm a Chicago kid who grew up in the 90s, so I expect three-peats and dynasties. The goal is to win the World Series every year this core of the Cubs steps on. That's not realistic, but the expectation is absolutely World Series or bust.
Join Danny Parkins on the Spiegel and Parkins Show, weekdays 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
We got some baseball analysis coming your way next. Zach Moser of Baseball Prospectus and BP Wrigleyville has talked about the Cubs' defense and what's happening with this myth start that they've had. So we look forward to having a conversation with him in mere moments. This segment brought to you by Dove Men's Plus Care Antiperspirant. No one wants to be the sweaty guy at work, right? So pick up some new Dove Men Plus Care. 91% of guys who use it recommend it. Bernstein and Goff on The Score.
Push it, pull it, tow it.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Mitch Trubisky is booed at a Bulls game. What does that tell you about the way the Bears are perceived in this town?
That kid now knows if there was any question what Bears fans thought about the draft, he found out Friday night.
If Jay showed up, wouldn't he get booed? I mean, it's just boo the Bears time.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
CBS Monday. Start the week off big with big laughs on Man with a Plan.
I feel giddy.
Comedy star Matt LeBlanc.
So what's the plan, Chief?
Well, first, keep calling me Chief. I like that.
Discovers it ain't easy being dad.
You remember those Taken movies? That's what happens when you give your daughter freedom. One, two, three times they get taken.
Get in on the fun.
I can't help it if people are drawn to me.
Life's been easy for you, hasn't it?
It's been a good run, yeah.
The hit comedy Man with a Plan. CBS Monday or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Thursday. Don't miss the Emmy-winning Amazing Race with the biggest twist ever.
Go!
Go, go, go!
These contestants are racing around the world.
This is going to be awesome.
With a total stranger they just met.
Are you kidding me with this?
We are the most oddballer combination here.
Now they're on the adventure of a lifetime.
I'm trying to meet you halfway.
Please.
I'm calm down. You should know. Telling me to calm down makes me worse.
I can tell.
The Amazing Race, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
The CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley. Experience that sets us apart.
This was a gotcha attack, not a security breach.
Pilots warn against a rush to make changes.
Integrity that makes a difference.
The police agency Europol estimated that they're dealing with thousands of potential terrorists.
Bringing new understanding to complex stories.
The commanders here are worried that the extremists will launch a full-scale offensive.
The CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley. Original reporting.
This week in
1941, Joe DiMaggio started a 56-game hitting streak. Hank Aaron became the ninth player to get 3,000 hits this week in 1970. Also this week in 1970, South Africa was excluded from Olympic play. California Angel Nolan Ryan had his first no-hitter this week in 1973. This week in 1985, Michael Jordan was named the NBA Rookie of the Year. This week in 1991, Willie T. Ribbs became the first black driver to qualify for the Indianapolis 500.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Chris Hardwick here, and today's Xfinity X1 Challenge is all about in-home Wi-Fi. So we asked real people how reliable their Wi-Fi is throughout their home.
Sometimes I have it, and sometimes...